I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Texas weathered Hurricane Ike, and now people are taking stock of the damages and rebuilding. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Bill Adams says their cleanup teams arrived on site today. Though stretched thin by the number and magnitude of natural disasters over the last 3 years, Adams says,
our people come in to bring physical relief. They come in to either help clean up a home, help repair or rebuild a house. But basically what they're doing when they go in is ministering to the families. Very common for our people to sit down and to pray with a homeowner. And we see more restoration of people's lives come from that.
Next, an emergency summit was called yesterday because of the deadly violence in Bolivia. 2 weeks of clashes between President Evo Morales' supporters and opponents have South America's leaders a little worried. Many ministries are also worried about maintaining their presence in the country. SIM's work in Bolivia is focused in urban and Quechua Indian groups. SIM International's Eldon Porter says, despite differing opinions,
I think the president of Bolivia, in very sincere ways, wants the very best for the people, and I think the church in especially the poor areas is very conscious of that.
And a jungle hospital in Ecuador celebrates its 50th anniversary. Established by HCJB Global in 1958, Hospital Vazanda's Shell brings physical and spiritual healing to those located on the edge of the Amazon basin. People in remote areas needing medical attention come to the hospital for care they wouldn't receive otherwise. HCJB Global commemorated the event over the weekend with an open house and special programs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is coming November 9. For a suggested donation, MNN is making available the book and CD, Better Than Life, Today's Stories of Faith. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.